This is a practice to help you take different perspectives. Start by stabilizing yourself and feeling grounded. Then when you're ready, broaden your awareness to sense your whole body. And lightly scan through your body and notice the various sensations. And then when you're ready, I'd like to invite you to think of something in your life that's an issue, but a manageable one. Something maybe that's troubling you, but not so big that it's going to overwhelm you in this moment. And as you bring this to mind, notice any reactions in your body. Any changes in your mood. The thoughts and images that come up. So with this issue really brought to mind, brought to body, let's start by really grounding yourself in your body and choosing somewhere solid to anchor your awareness. Grounding and anchoring yourself. And as you do so, asking yourself how you experience this issue from this anchored perspective. Grounding and anchoring yourself. With the issue in mind, with the issue experienced in the body. Now let's try some different points of view with a spirit of curiosity and playfulness. Let's try looking at the issue from different angles. What's it like to be mostly with the thoughts? Letting the thoughts go into the background and bringing into the foreground the feeling state. And the bodily state, what's it like to be mostly with that? So you're moving between different ways of experiencing this issue, thoughts and imagery, or perhaps more in an experiencing mode of knowing in the body. And then again, let's try zooming in and zooming out. So coming up really close to body sensations, to feelings, or as close as it feels appropriate, feels okay to. Moving in close, really foregrounding, and then broadening your awareness to a sense of the whole body and the wider space that you're sitting in just now, a sense of zooming out. And what's it like to zoom in and to zoom out? What happens in the body, in the mind, to your understanding of and your sense of this issue in this moment. Okay, just reminding yourself of the issue that you're exploring just now. And what we're going to do now is change perspective in time. Imagine how the issue looks from different points in time. So we've been exploring how it is in this moment. But what about the future? How might it look at the end of today? The end of this week? The end of this year? How might this issue look at the end of this decade? And what do we learn from shifting perspective in this way? And now just reminding yourself of the issue again, bringing it back into a sense of the mind, a sense of the body. And we're going to play with different people's points of view. I do invite you to think how the issue might look from another person's perspective, or even several different people's perspectives. See if you can put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, how does this look from their point of view? Maybe moving from person to person and asking, how would they see this? And of course, here you can be very thoughtful and deliberate about which people's perspectives you're choosing to see the issue through. When you're ready, let go of these different perspectives and come back to your anchor and your body. The simplicity of grounding and stabilizing yourself. There's no right or wrong way to do this practice. Approach it more with a spirit of exploration. I wonder what I'll discover. Reflect on what, if anything, you can take forward into your day. This practice is intended to be used flexibly. At different times, different approaches will be called for. Grounding, shifting time frame, seeing it from someone else's point of view. And each element can be used flexibly. Choosing where and how to anchor your awareness, which time frame, and which person's perspective. But my hope is that by regularly practicing this exercise, you can gain new insights and a broader understanding of issues in your life, helping you navigate them with greater ease.